I play a little game with my daughter every night. Like when we all have a story. We have story time before we go to bed, right?
Okay, so she reads to you?
Yeah, I can neither read nor write. so we do the family story before we go to bed, and then at the end of the story, I always say to my son, you know, good night, I love you, and my wife, I say, you know, good night, I love you, and then my daughter, I say, good night, you smell like potatoes, or something like that.
Okay, you throw her a curveball.
Yeah, and she thinks it's hilarious. And then today I pulled that game, and then she'll pull it on me. She'll turn around and do the exact same game to me, but make up her own, which I appreciate.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so tonight was good night, Sam. Good night, Mama. Or good night, Sam. I love you. Good night, Mama. I love you. Good night, Daddy. Have fun talking to Adam. I appreciated that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for her.
Yeah.
So should we?
Should we do it?
Should we talk now?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hello and welcome to episode 274 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam, Vancouver.
How are you hanging in there, Adam?
I'm getting better.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm almost better. Much better than last week. So, if that counts for anything.
Oh yeah, no question.
A lot of fan mail coming in, sort of well wishing, hoping I make a speedy recovery.
Did we talk about it last week?
I don't know. Maybe.
Are we leaving people in the dark?
I was perfect last week in terms of my I was struggling fighting the post vacation kind of
hemorrhoids,
not full blown flu or anything, just not well, tired and
I see.
And very sinusy and stuff, and lost my voice for the most part. Now I'm on the mend, so I'm almost 100% now.
98.
I'll be 100 by the time we finish this podcast.
Oh, that's why we do it.
Yeah, like the Hulk. My speed of recovery is very quickly.
Amazon.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy stuff, click through our site and help us out. That's all we ask.
Buy it on Amazon.
People are doing it.
Yeah. Yep. I haven't bought anything in a while now.
I'm trying to think if it's been like a month. Yeah, I should get in there.
just to really give the two hosers a push.
I feel like they should have a what's new page on Amazon.
Yeah.
They don't have that. You just go and you just assume that you can find it. Like you're looking for something. They should just have a, hey, this just came in.
I agree.
Yeah. Think about it, Mr. Bezos.
Okay.
And give me full credit, of course.
Yeah.
What's going on, Adam, besides the sick part? You're all good.
Not much.
Back in the swing of things?
Back in the swing of things, yeah. You know, I don't really have much new to report. Oh, I've been editing photos from the vacation, so I'm hoping this week I will post some photos. Now, you better than anyone else can answer this, anyone else that I know anyways, how many photos from a 2-week vacation should I include in a Facebook post?
Oh, in a Facebook post?
Yeah, I'm going to cover 2 weeks. I'm going to have, let's say, I'm going to say 100 photos that I like that I would get printed as 4x6s.
That's way too many.
No. I'm just saying. So let's say I have 100 photos that I'm going to get printed for my own personal collection.
Uh-huh.
How many of those should I post? I have a number in my mind, and then you tell me what your number would be for this to kind of cover a family vacation.
How many days were you gone?
I was gone for 14.
All right. The answer is 12.
Really? Less than one per day?
Yes.
Okay. How'd you come up with 12?
Just seemed like that's how many eggs you would get.
Okay, all right.
But not in Germany. In Germany, you get 10 eggs in a box.
In my mind, I was going to say 15 to 20.
Ah, that you'd be okay. Here's what I would suggest. Now, I'm the wrong guy to ask because if you post that many, I might click through them, but I will click through them at an alarming pace.
Yeah, I think most people would.
Yeah, and your pictures are good, like definitely good, and I actually care about what you know, your kids are up to. And so I do want to see them, but that many, I don't need to see all the details. What I would do, because it's Facebook.
Yeah.
Now you use Dropbox. You can quite simply create a Dropbox gallery that you could share with people.
Right.
And I would consider putting up like 8 to 12 photos and say, hey, if anybody wants to see more, message me. And I'll send you the link to Dropbox. You can see a whole lot more. That's what I would think of.
That sounds like more work for me.
Not really. It's copy-paste. You can just do that.
Mm.
But ultimately, like that's how I share the bulk of my photos, is just via Dropbox galleries. And on a private link that I just... Basically, I keep updating the same gallery over and over and over again.
Right.
And every time I add like 5 pictures to it, I pull the 5 oldest pictures. So there's never more than, I keep 100 photos, the most 100 recent photos that I've taken of my kids.
Okay.
And that's for like, you know, my parents and the, you know, like my in-laws and all the people, like my sister and all those people like who want to maybe see, who want to keep up with the kids.
Right.
Can always check in on that same link over and over and over again. But on Facebook, I'd have to go back and look. I bet you I go 3-4 photos a month, maybe.
Yeah,
I think a vacation's different. Definitely different. I would go one a day, as a by the way, here's what we did, and if people want to see more, they'll get in touch.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to disregard all your advice and just put 15 on Facebook.
Like I said, I'm the wrong person to ask. Like, I mean, yeah. Facebook.
No, I'm,
I mean,
all about one and done. So I want to make this one folder. I want to put, and I, to be honest, I don't care. I don't care if one person looks at them or if 100 people look at them. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. No,
it'll
to me.
Be one.
Yeah, it'll be my mom. Yeah. Well, no, my mom and dad. So there's two.
Well, they'll look together though, because I know they both can't operate a mouse.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I, you know, that's kind of the way I look at it, because I know my wife posted some photos already, because I had done some editing last night, and she was immediately like, "Hey, this vacation's now like a week old. Like, let me post some." So she posted some last night.
That's you just opened up a can of worms, and you don't even know it.
The recency effect, right? You gotta get them out there before else.
Again, I might be the outlier here. I disagree.
Okay.
I've been going through this thing, and I can't always do it because of the nature of what I do post, like baseball stuff or whatever, but lately I've been trying very hard not to post photos of my kids unless they are at least 1 week old.
And how come?
Because I'm a crotchety old man is why. But
why does it matter?
No, because, again, the instancy, not a word. Is that a word?
No.
No, it is now. The instancy of everything has become what everything is about. Here's what I'm doing now. Here's what I'm doing, you know, this... right this second.
Right.
And it becomes about that. And I want it to be kind of like a fine wine. And as you know, all good wines take at least a week to age.
Okay. All right. I see your point. Yeah.
No. But relatively speaking, I think it used to be like you'd take, you know, a roll of 24 photos, you take it into the lab, like you'd take you a month to finish the photos, and then, you know, you take it into the lab and whatnot. It'd be 6 weeks before you'd see your picture sometimes.
Right.
Or more sometimes, but usually call it 6 weeks. And so you had I feel like there was always like a built-in appreciation that had developed over that time. And as the instancy of everything has taken over, like right down to this is an extension of me not letting people see the back of the LCD screen, right?
Right.
I want to actually extend that time period to, here's what happened a week ago. And if I could do a month, like I can't. I can't bring myself to do a month. You should try that. Do something interesting with your kids that, like, legitimately interesting and different. Not just a trip to the playground, which is interesting, but do something like a big event.
Like spring break, I'm going to post this summer.
No, I mean, you don't want to push it, but like let's say Jack's first baseball game of the year.
Right, that's coming up.
I bet you it is. Could you post it in 28 days? Could you wait 28 days to post it, or would you feel the urge to get it out there?
Definitely, I would feel the urge to get it out there.
Right, but that's where we're at, you know. And I understand, you know, you can't fight City Hall, and that's the way things that's the way life is now. I kind of, in some regard, I respect that. I just don't have to participate in that.
No, I understand. I understand where you're coming from. I feel like it's an odd battle to pick, though.
It's not a battle, though. I'm not battling anybody.
It's a personal battle.
It's a personal battle, which I will win if it's personal. Like, nobody cares. Nobody's sitting on pins and needles. Nobody's sitting there, come on, Lisa, post those vacation pics.
Exactly, yeah.
Nobody's doing that.
No, no.
You know, think about all your friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
Who are you? Are you sitting there right now hoping that someone's going to post their something today?
No.
Which one? Which are your friends?
I'm really, like, I've fallen really off the Facebook face of the earth. Like, I might check in once every 1.5-2 weeks. Like, I, mm-hmm. and then I only scroll the most recent thing. So I miss most of everything now on Facebook. It's sort of just an energy thing. Like, mm-hmm. requiring daily time to kind of peruse through it. It just doesn't come up.
However, on the flip side, our Two Hosers page, I do update day of.
Sure.
We don't wait and delay and all that. That's a little different scenario. But in terms of personal stuff, I'm trying to, even before I email pictures to people, trying to wait a week and make them appreciate the pictures more when they get them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They hate me. They all think I'm a jerk.
Well, and I think it kind of depends on what the picture is. Like you say, your picture of your kids, a great picture of your kids on the playground, doesn't matter when you post that. But if right. your kids go to opening day of the Blue Jays season, then you're probably not going to wait a week and a half to post that because they played, 16 other games in the time span. So opening day is kind of like, all right, I'm going to get this photo out before the next game because it's opening day, and you're probably going to have a opening day kind of like... caption beside it. So I think it kind of depends
why
on
why is that
what
important? Why does everybody have to know on opening day eve, or no, sorry, the night of opening day night, that you were at opening day? Maybe a week later.
Just an example.
Yes, I know. I understand that.
Yeah.
But everybody else is posting their opening day photos. A week later, yours will stand out because
see. It's a relevance thing. And like
I post mine a day early, actually.
At the park, nobody there. Opening day, getting ready. Yes. I think it's like relevance. It's just if you take that photo and then too much time passes and the relevance of the event also passes, then I think it requires now more explanation, or don't even bother posting it. It's just for you at that point. And that's the whole question of, if you're going to post it online for other people, it's kind of more or less like it is an issue of relevance and time frame. And so I'm fine with, not posting it all and keeping a photo for myself. It doesn't need to be seen by the world. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if I am going to post, I do think that there's time parameters that other people care about.
Possibly. In keeping with my tradition, I don't really care about those other people.
So don't post it online at all.
No, but I'll fill you in on a little secret that you probably already knew. 99% of my posts, 99, if I'm rounding down,
okay,
are simply I'm posting good photos that I've taken in nice light. Usually, almost always of my kids. Like, mm-hmm. That's two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
But I'm generally posting what I think are nice photos in good light. So when anybody ever sees them, they think, hey, if I ever need to hire a guy, that's the guy I want to hire.
Gotcha.
It's a constant of Facebook.
It's an advertisement.
It's exactly what Facebook is for me on the outgoing part.
I see.
In terms of reading, I like to hear everybody's problems and,
See, I kill two birds with one stone in that I like to post on Facebook for some of our listeners, just to sort of mm-hmm. show them what I'm up to, maybe again, just add to the spectrum of my own learning, plus maybe it helps somebody else learn along the way at the same time.
Right.
And then at the very same time, what I'll usually do is tag, you know, my wife and in those photos so that her friends get to see the pictures of the kids and whatnot. So I'm kind of like doing my wife's Facebook posts at the same time as I'm doing right. for our listeners. And I very occasionally will tag myself in some photos so that my, you know, friends from where I grew up will get to see myself and the kids and whatnot. So that's kind of one place and keep everything there.
I know that the bulk of my friends don't really Facebook anymore, so I don't really worry about that. And again, I must be very specific here. I'm separating my own personal page with the Two Hosers page. The Two Hosers page I treat with much more respect than my own page.
Yeah, I don't really have anything that I put on my own separate page that I mm-hmm. don't put on the Two Hosers. I think for the most part I post to the Hosers and then just tag so that something goes on my page and something goes on my wife's page.
Right.
Yeah, that's my move.
All right, moving on. What's going on? We already opened baseball. We had our opening day yesterday.
Okay, did you win?
We did.
So you're undefeated.
Oh, no, and then we lost.
Oh, so it's a doubleheader.
Yeah, we're 500. Yeah, we play doubleheaders.
Okay, all right.
So we won the opener and then couldn't keep up the momentum. And yeah, we lack mental toughness. That's a whole thing.
But are you the coach or are you just a player this year?
I'm the general manager.
Okay.
On so the field,
you trade,
the
do you
coach.
Trade anyway?
I hired a few guys.
You trade yourself for a bag of balls?
No, I couldn't get a bag of balls. The balls I could get, the bag they hang on to.
Some pine tar?
Just a bunch of loose balls. Hey, that would be a good trade. Pine tar, you can't find pine tar here. You have to order it special from America. No, I'm not joking.
Okay.
And the kids don't even use pine tar anymore. I don't understand their problem. They don't want pine tar. I don't know. They're just more interested in how do you do a nice bat flip? And I was like, come on, pine tar feels good. Stop wearing batting gloves. Okay, I know I'm a grouchy old man. I get it, but you don't need batting gloves. Stop it.
So okay? You're player, GM, and team photographer.
I don't take off field photo. I don't take pictures during the game. But
no,
yeah,
not during the game. But you still are the guy that's taking the promo photos and stuff.
I am. Yeah.
So you're a man of many hats.
Player GM, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're all curved. All the hats are, the brims are curved, unlike the kids.
No flat brims.
Man, I heard a story, one of the guys on our team told me that one of the guys he used to play with would actually iron the brim of his hat.
No.
True story.
You'll be unhappy to know that Sarah got a Blue Jays hat before we went on our vacation because I told her she had to have a hat. Because of all the sun and, you know, not wanting to get sunstroke and whatnot, she picked a Blue Jays hat, like a pro hat, like a fullback hat, sized and whatnot. And, of course, the brims come flat. You have to curve them. Would not let me curve the hat. Wanted the flat brim. So, yeah, Jack curves
I'm not
his
as
hat.
Upset as you think.
Jack I'm curves not as his upset hat. As Sarah's you a think. Fashionista, and she was all about the flat. And she can pull it off. Jack would look ridiculous with a flat hat.
I appreciate. No, everybody looks ridiculous in it, and I appreciate the fact that Jack
Sarah's okay. Yeah, Sarah's okay. There'll be maybe a picture or two in the 12 picture mix that has Sarah wearing her flat brim.
I'm not as upset as you think I am. I'm one of those. I am a purist, but I do get it. I get that not everything's aimed at me. I've actually gone to the long pants this year for the first time.
Okay.
Like, you know, the pants that come right down to the shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone to those this year just because it's easy, you know. Well, I'm not going to fight it. Some of the guys still go with the short, you know, knee highs, but I think I'm the only guy, I was the only guy on our team last year to do it. And then this year I went long and then we had a new guy who does short. That doesn't matter. But point being, the day before our game, they wrote a big article in the local paper. And so I'll post that on our page because the headline is pretty funny.
Okay, what's the headline?
It's in the Dropbox. Do you see the headline in the Dropbox?
No, I haven't.
Herzensbrecher aus Canada.
To be fair, I haven't opened the Dropbox though, so it's hard for me.
Good.
It's hard for me to see it if I didn't open it. So you want me to do that right now? This is live happening right now. Newspaper.
You don't have to. I just read it. I just read the headline.
Okay. What does it mean?
It means heartbreakers from Canada.
Heartbreakers? Like you're like a pinup boy.
No. Well, that's how I took it. Yeah. No. There's actually this year, like last year, I was one of three Canadians in the league,
yeah,
the entire league. Only one on my team. This year, we actually have me and two more Canadians. There's three
on
Canadians
one team.
On our team.
And they all have like the citizenship or whatever. Or these guys?
Yeah, they're all Canadian citizens.
No. I mean German, because you had to get like your German citizenship before they would let you be on the team, I thought.
No, I don't have my German citizenship. I'm because I've lived here for 5 years plus, I'm allowed to play as a local.
And what about
these guys are both imports.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both imports.
So rather than
have one American import, two Canadian imports.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So that's how we did it. But anyway, so
why does that make you heartbreak?
That doesn't, but I was talking to the reporter, and he's interviewing me, and I told him, you know, Canadians, and that's kind of the narrative. Like, whenever you do something like this, and you kind of want to have a narrative to the article, right?
Right.
At least I do, I kind of understand the nature of a press release and how to handle this and steer it in the direction that you want it. And so we talked about the Canadians, and so that became sort of one narrative. And then because we had, you know, a rough season last year, we finished, you know, 7th out of 8 and then didn't do very well in the playoffs, the play downs, actually. You know, they ask, hey, what do you think of the upcoming season? You know, and the truth is we're not going to go out there and we're not going to finish first. That's for sure. No question.
Okay.
So what they do, but so, you know, you want to put a nice spin on that. You don't want to just come out and go, yeah, man, we're probably going to finish 7th again. That doesn't sound good.
Okay.
So basically when he asked, hey, how do you think you're going to do this year? I said, oh, you know, I expect big things from the guys. I think we're going to break a few hearts this year. That's what I said.
Okay.
So now the narrative is heartbreakers from Canada. So it's nice.
And you're going to have a mid-season calendar.
Oh, no question. Yeah, like the firemen do.
And at some point,
Tom
Petty might be singing the German national anthem at one of your home games.
Oh, or he might be suing me. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It could go either way. Did you shoot anything interesting this week? That's a terrible segue because my attitude is soured because Skype is not cooperating today.
Well, you are in luck because I didn't shoot anything interesting.
I shot another press release photo for our team. You know, baseball, of course.
Right, team photographer.
Yeah, team photographer, GM, 9-hitter. Just kidding, I hit 4. But anyways, I shot one last week. We talked about a nice sunny day, so I used the big bounce disc that the light disc that we've talked about before.
Yeah,
and I kind of wanted to replicate the look of that photo, but unfortunately, the day I had to shoot it, the weather was not cooperating. The sun was not out. Not only was the sun not out, it was very, very dark, like just dark and cloudy and gray. There was no color on the field, and that's not good for baseball photos.
Right.
So I had no choice but to light this one, which I didn't want to do because I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I put one of my SB28s up on a stand, just threw a simple umbrella up because I didn't care. There's, you know, the light's not going to bounce off of any walls. I don't need to contain it. It's just going to throw a bunch of soft light in the guy's face. And I had one of the other guys on the team just hold he was the human sandbag, just holding it up so it didn't blow away in the wind.
Right.
And then had another teammate use the bounce disc just as fill on the other side, just to kind of fill in the right side of his face. And that was it. Didn't even have to gel the flash, just shot it as is, warmed it up in post, and it was good to go. I was able to get – it was so dark that at ISO 100 and 1/160th of a second, which is the sync speed for the 5D Classic – I was still able to get all the way down to an f/5.6.
Wow.
That's how dark it was. So that's the photo that you can see. I'll post that photo. It doesn't exactly match up with the photo from the week before. You can definitely see some difference, but I kind of like this one better. It's just kind of a nice, flatter, evenly lit photo.
Okay.
Photo challenge. That was the interesting part. Get that out of the way. Photo challenge is spring. Let's have a. Has spring sprung in Vancouver?
Yes.
Good. Let's see what you got. Hey, flowers.
Yeah, it's my neighbor's little flower garden. It's probably 2 feet by 2 feet. Like, that's how small of a little flower garden. And so they have this just little garden out in front of their place, and some nice tulips that have sprouted up. So I thought, all right, I'm going to take a picture of this. It was in the shade in the morning, so it made for easy shooting conditions. And I basically decided I was going to give it some morning dew. So there was already a little bit of kind of damp morning dew, but I took a little spray bottle and sprayed some water droplets on the flowers because I thought it would add something to the photo. And then I snapped a photo, and that's about it. This was, you know, basically, I think it was the 72-200 that I was using. Again, I'm drawing a bit of a blank. And 72-200 at f4 and zoomed all the way in. And then I focused on the yellow and red flower at the bottom left of the frame, and then mm-hmm. took a shot and just wanted those other tulips. And like in behind the actual flower garden, there's vehicles and stuff. So I wanted everything else to go to blur so that you wouldn't see any of that and just kind of be a focus of sort of the flowers with the grass and then the other tulips in behind. So I really like what the water droplets does. Like one of the stems, the big stem of the pink tulip in the middle of the frame, you can see all those water droplets along it, and it adds some character to the photo. I don't do this kind of photo. This isn't really a typical picture I would take, and if not for the challenge, I would have never taken this photo. But again, something that's fun to play around with, going out of your comfort zone a little bit and taking a photo that's again out of your element is sometimes fun. So I know I took a few different angles and wasn't exactly sure what composition was going to look best. Again, just this isn't my wheelhouse at all, and so I probably took about 10 different photos, slightly different angles, slightly different composition, and then I picked this one out of the bunch.
I like the fact that you brought the water sprayer out. That's a great move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
you should just do that in life.
Yeah, just have a spray bottle.
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, the EXIF data tells me that you did shoot it with your 70-200 at 104 millimeters.
Okay, so it wasn't 200.
Nope, but still plenty blurred out enough in the background. ISO 640. But here's the interesting part, is you shot it at 1/250th of a second, which... It's what you did on aperture priority with the exposure compensation of minus a third, but the exposure time came out to 1/250th of a second, which I have to say is pretty gutsy with that lens.
Okay, and like I say, I did this early in the morning, and I it does ring a bell in that I was thinking that, okay, I got to make sure that I have at least 1/200th. I'm pretty in a lying down position at a stationary object, I'm pretty good at stabilizing the camera, so I wasn't really too concerned mm-hmm. about that. But yeah, with that lens and no, what do they call it? What's the built-in of not vibration reduction? What do they call it on the Canon?
The IS.
Yeah, with no IS, a lot of people are not confident in getting a sharp picture, but you can always just
you should
do
be
the,
okay
the burst
at 100.
Mode. Yeah. Yeah, at this, I'm at 100 exactly, you're fine.
Well, I shot mine with probably the exact same setup as you. Oh, no, I shot with the 5D Mark II, so no, absolutely not. But I did shoot with the 70-200 today.
Okay.
And I shot this photo literally an hour before we started recording because I knew I had this little gig. That's what artists call a job, gig.
Mm-hmm.
I had a gig set up where I was actually going to go and shoot some candid photos of some friends. Well, actually, it's my wife's cousin and his family. We're going to go shoot some, basically, some candid portraits, I guess. Not really portraits, but just candid photos. They wanted, they say, hey, I really like your photos. Can we do this? And I explained to them that, well, I don't set any of my photos up. I just happen to have a camera ready when my kids are doing things, and that's what I do. So it was their idea to, hey, well, why don't you just come and hang out with us for, you know, a couple hours? We'll pay you, but come out and hang out and you shoot these photos for us. And I said, yeah, you got it. We'll do. Okay. And I said, but I'm not going to do it at noon. We have to do it in the evening because that's when I happen to get good photos of my kids because we do it, you know, I shoot them in the morning or the evening. That's kind of how we do it. And they say, yeah, no problem. So I went out and had a little picnic out in the fields. And so this is my daughter and her cousin. And most of the photos did not feature my kids. They just happened to be there. Like, that was kind of part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the shots were just of their family together and playing and doing all the things. But I grabbed this one while we were kind of eating, and the kids were off getting flowers. And I thought, this says spring to me. So there you go.
Okay, yeah, picking flowers. It says spring to me as well. Only thing that would have made this this better is if you had sprayed them down first.
I did. It just didn't render from this distance. I didn't.
A giant super soaker and just hose them. So have someone just off camera, right? Just throwing, just did like a huge waterfall over their heads. And I think you would have got a better photo. But this is cute.
That would have been genius.
Yeah.
Yes. The couple of takeaways here is a long lens. I love shooting these kind of photos with a long lens, just because of what it does to the background. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is shoot at this time of day. This is sort of towards, you know, the evening when the sun is setting. And as we went to shoot, like, we had a sunny day all day. And so I was thinking, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to shoot all these kind of golden hour, a lot of lens flare shots. And this is what I had in mind. And use like the blue skies as a background and then as the sun sets, the orange skies. And then of course the clouds rolled in. So we had this kind of really kind of relatively thick overcast. The sun, you know, so the light was very, very soft and very nice. Like, this isn't lit at all. Mm-hmm. This is just 100% with the sun. But I had to shift gears quickly and say, all right, I'm no longer shooting the sky and the, you know, like the wonderful weather. What I'm shooting is, you know, faces, and make sure you keep the sky out of it because it's going to be blown out. Shoot with the green, you know, the background and the trees and all that. That's what you have to aim for.
Right.
It wasn't that difficult to do considering the setting. Like, we're out in the fields. There's nobody around. There's a lot of wide open spaces, and you can get back really far, zoom in tight, and get this kind of effect. So this would have been a lot tougher in someone's yard. You wouldn't get this kind of look to it. But if you're out in wide open, go crazy.
Good.
All right. This week's topic is the state of the podcast, this podcast. Uh-oh. And so,
play some Star well, and Wars because music we're or something, yeah.
No, but, well, because we're Canadian, we don't have states, we have provinces, and
the province of the union.
This is not going to be the state of the podcast. This is the province of the hosers this week.
Okay, all right. You're going to ride it all on, stems. On a beaver, and I got a moose, and we'll both be chugging maple syrup. Okay.
No question. Yeah, absolutely. The reason I came up with it, I've been wanting to talk about this for quite some time, as a matter of fact. And as it turns out, a little while, it has to be a couple months ago, a little while ago, I forget when, Adam, we got our first negative review.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was stretching.
That's it.
I was stretching, yeah.
Pack it in. And I put negative in quotation marks because it wasn't, it was a two-star review.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, 2 out of 5.
Written by your wife.
Yeah, back in, I'd be surprised if it went that high. So this is from a couple of months ago on one of the iTunes sites, but I don't check very often. I check every once in a while just to see, you know, curious, to see who likes me and doesn't like you.
Right.
But this one came up and so I got 2 out of 5, and he writes, it's on iTunes, so you can probably find his name. Craig Wright is his name.
Okay. Is it spelled WR?
Yeah.
I went to high school with a Craig Wright.
Craig Wright? Or his last name is Craig Wright or Craig Wright?
No, first name Craig, last name Wright.
Does he live in Britain now?
Probably not.
Does he post stuff on the British iTunes?
I hope
it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome. Was a buddy that I went to just high school with and played hockey with and stuff. So that's funny. Same name though.
Okay. Well. Great.
Either
and
way,
this is probably why. Yeah, this kind of derailing of the show is why we get the 2 out of 5. But
okay.
So anyway, so he writes the early shows were excellent.
Okay.
A new
so he
topic
liked us.
Each. Okay. Actually, I just noticed that he had like a little typo in here, so I'm going to call him on it. Here it is verbatim. The early shows were excellent. A new topic each work and very easy to understand instruction.
Okay.
I think work meant week.
Okay.
So that's on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, it was like a free photography course. Now they have run out of topics, so it's just a chat, really, with some discussion about photography, but no focus. Pardon the pun. He didn't write pardon the pun.
Okay.
For example, they review each other's pictures, which is pointless when the listener obviously can't see them. Please go back to the original format.
Gotcha. The end. Yeah. Oh, okay, and did he? Wait. Before you say anything, did he mention a plea to bring back Exifoku?
Oh yes, that was in there. He's a petition with exactly one signature.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. No, that was not mentioned. That was we agreed that we're not going to talk about that on the air. It worked in principle. Just the execution was really, really, really bad.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So, now there's a few things here. I actually just read the, because the first 16 times I read it, I was seething with anger by the time I was halfway through and never got to the end where he says, please go back to the original format. We are doing the original format. If I can nitpick, this is the original format.
Right.
The not good part is the original. However, the rest of it, I actually look at this, and this is I would classify this as constructive criticism, which is why we bring it up.
Right.
I tend to agree.
Okay.
I kind of agree. This kind of echoes some of my opinions as well. But what I wanted to do is go back and sort of talk a little bit about the origin of the show and then where we are now. So the origin of the show, how this show started, is... I had, forgetting about, you know, how I got interested in podcasts, Adam, that's you.
That's me.
Wanted to learn how to take pictures. Not even be a photographer. I wouldn't even say that you had aspirations of being a photographer necessarily.
No, zero aspirations.
Right. Mission accomplished. But, no, but you wanted, but all kidding aside, you wanted to... take better pictures of your kids. Like, take good pictures of your kids.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. Yeah.
And so you bought the DSLR, and then without knowing, you know, really how to even take it out of the box, which you could have figured out on your own. You could have gotten a reasonable distance on your own just by doing the Googling. Mm-hmm. I know that.
I read the manual on talented. All that.
Really?
Yeah, I read the manual cover to cover. Twice, I think.
I never read the manual.
And well, the manual even had some tidbits about, you know, what is shutter speed and what is, you know.
Ah.
Yeah. So a few
I
kind
hate
of.
The manual.
Yeah, specific sort of things to learn about, hey, you want to stop motion and blah, blah, blah. So.
Okay. However, so the point being is and but, you know, you came to me and obviously I was happy to say, hey, I'll tell you whatever you want to know. I don't care. I'm happy to put this out there. Originally, a few of my friends who were a lot more aimless wanted to learn how to take better pictures, and they wanted a couple shortcuts on how to take awesome photos, which doesn't work.
Right.
And so I decided, rather than answer individual emails, I am just going to write a blog. Because at the time, blogs were just starting. Blogspot was a thing. Everybody was blogging everything. Luckily, like acid wash jeans, that didn't last very long. So anyways, rather than go that route, I said to Adam, well, how about we do a podcast? I'll teach you something new every week. We'll talk about it on the air for 45 minutes and add whatever that works out to, and the listener will go along with it.
Right.
Okay? and you learn how to be a photographer. And guess what?
That sounds like Adam a great did. Idea. Yeah.
Yeah, it does sound like a pretty good idea. Well, Adam did. Adam learned to be a photographer. The end.
Right.
Oh, wait a second. I put a question mark at the end. The end? No. But here's the thing. Why? What was in it for me? Why did I even do it? Why did I say, hey, let's do a podcast? I'll answer that. You don't have to answer.
I was going to say, good question. I have no clue.
There's many reasons. I found that, like, you know, I don't find, I've always known that there is something very important about doing things, like being busy with something that, like a hobby or whatever it is, like in this case, a podcast, it's important to do it and do it consistently. Like it's very rewarding. And when I say consistently, I mean every single week. Since the beginning of the show, 273 and a half episodes ago, we have done this every single week without missing.
Right.
And the bottom line is, even if for nothing, for no other reason, my attitude is that there's no such thing as hard work being wasted. You always get something out of it in the end. You know, right. And for me, it was like, got to learn how to produce a podcast how to basically make Craig Wright hate us. I figured that out.
Yeah.
So like it was a really good thing, and I'm very, very glad. And before we go any further, I'm not quitting. We're not quitting the show.
I might be. I'll wait and see how the rest of this goes.
We'll see if Craig Wright rescinds this. But no, yeah. He shouldn't rescind this. You know, and so the show began, and how we started the show is I'd heard a few other shows out there, and I didn't want our show to be like that. The Two Hosers Photo Show needed to be something different. Even if nobody liked it or listened to it or whatever, that wasn't the point. I wanted it to be not a complete right turn, but not anything like the existing photo shows where a bunch of pros talk about, you know, how awesome their $10,000 cameras are, and you can't relate.
Right.
So we wanted something to be where the rubber meets the road, you know, like really at the end of the day, which is a phrase I can't stand, you know, your average Joe photographer is going to have, what camera is he going to have? An entry-level camera with a kit lens. How can he squeeze the most out of that thing? And that's where we started. And each week, the idea was we'd introduce a new concept. And every week we just build on that knowledge and build, hopefully, I mean, for the most part, and hopefully in some sort of a logical order as best we kind of could along the way, so that you kind of learn things in an order that you could build that pyramid of knowledge on.
Right.
And so Adam was meant to represent the listener, and therefore he could be their proxy. So as Adam learned, the listener could learn with him, and we could break it down into everyday terms without the mumbo-jumbo, without basically demystify the entire process of photography. And that's not what I was hearing on other photo podcasts. I was kind of hearing a little bit, I don't know how to put it, but it was sort of overcomplicated in order to sort of, I guess, shut some people out. I didn't like that. We wanted to go the other way.
Right.
And so the actual goal was to get Adam up to the level of a great hobbyist.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe part-time professional, but really what I wanted for you was your family photos to be amazing. And they are. That's where we're at. So with that, this is where Craig Wright comes in, and he says we've run out of steam. In that respect, I feel like we kind of have, because we've kind of run out of the quote-unquote basic lessons that cover popular photography.
Right.
Without going back and repeating and saying, well, you know, what is ISO? What is all that? Like, because those episodes are available.
Yeah.
Without going back and repeating that, like, what new ground are we going to break? And
yeah.
Go ahead. I think Skype is killing us still.
No, it's okay. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay. For once.
Yeah, I'm making finger puppets on my desk here. Like shadow puppets, sorry, not finger puppets, shadow puppets.
Okay. Part of the thing. The
you
thing
ever make
that
the
I
wolf?
Can't...
You know the wolf, like where you make.
Oh yeah, I know the wolf. Okay. Yeah, he once cleaned up a small incident I had. Never mind, that's a different wolf. What was he doing at a black tie party at like 8 in the morning? That's what I can never figure out. So, I'm honestly, the fact that we made it to episode 274 before we talked about running out. Now, we haven't run out entirely. There are more couple more topics that we want to talk about, you know, because there's little niche things that come up. But in terms of the basics, I'm surprised that we made it to 274 before we, so you know, ran out of steam, to say. Okay. You could say. Part of that is I never wanted to do a gear-driven show. Like, you know, the latest and greatest, and you have to have this camera and this camera, and oh, what feature is this thing going to have? What's coming out now? That has never interested me. In photography, in video it has because of the nature of it, but in photography, we wanted to keep the show independent of brands. We didn't want, you know, no Canon, no Nikon, nothing, none of that. We wanted to get to, like, what photography is. And so keeping up with the current trends was never an actual priority for us. Right. Of course, like some trends basically snuck into the show because that you can't help it. I mean, you know, you, for instance, like you picked up the Young Nuo and kind of advanced along with them, or I, you know, maybe I got whatever else, a different lens, or like the cinema lenses. And so these trends do come along. They find their way in, but overall, we weren't all about, okay, you know, we didn't do a show every couple of months about what are you expecting from the big Canon announcement, because quite honestly, that wasn't anything that we cared about.
Right.
Also, I made a long list of things here.
I keep saying, but I'm getting, right.
Even though you don't always mean it. I didn't want us to do just a regular quote unquote vanilla show. And by that, like what I mean was I needed there to be some personality attached with the learning process. And I always believe that any engagement that you expect in anything is going to be much more successful if you are emotionally invested. Whatever that is. And so Adam and I, we involved our private lives to some extent, like pictures of our kids, or again, nattering on about baseball or squirting leaves with water or whatever it is. That was to lend authenticity to the quote unquote lessons, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we actually get a little bit of negative feedback from this, but overall it has been positive. And the negative I kind of throw out because, to me, this was important. It was very important that people go along with our ride, and potentially, whether or not they can relate to it directly, they can relate to the fact that it is happening to us, and there is a natural progression, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Not to say that Adam nor I lead a tremendously interesting life.
No.
Quite the opposite.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say we're pretty, just basically, you're pretty average family guys with an international podcast. But that's the point. Like, if these two average guys can do this and are going to show you, hey, here's what we know, then I feel like there's a relatability factor. People will come along to it. And that's been the basic feedback. You know, I think anybody's accused us of, you know, being nose in the air, I think are off base. Okay?
Yeah.
Promise I'm getting to the end. We never considered this our show. Even though we called it The Two Hosers, that's us, The Two Hosers Photo Show, that's just a name. It really, for real, this has always been your show for the listener. And I say that just to pander to you. No, that's not the case. I mean, it really is your show. That being said, we've always done the show that we wanted. We never tried to tailor it to an audience. Like, I've always felt that anything creative, anything, no matter what realm it's in, photography, film, writing, anything, anything creative is much better if you do what you feel is right instead of trying to tailor it for a specific audience. Once you start doing that, once you start saying, okay, you know, hey, what is, you know, what are white guys named Ted like? Let's do that. Let's get that demographic. You get this cookie cutter nonsense that nobody really likes. And so that's what we were trying to do. We were trying to do our show for you. That's where we're at right now. So with that, Adam and I are asking you, where do we go from here? Also, Adam, I'm also asking you to then just parrot that back.
Oh, sorry. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. I mean, we're not quitting. That's for sure. We're going to keep doing the show.
Maybe.
I'm going to keep doing the show. Okay. We should do that way just to see what happens to ratings, whether they, yeah, up or down, just to see. I don't know. That's a test you don't want
to
do.
Yeah. But the format. Just talk to yourself, but speaking, or you talk to someone else?
I talk to myself. Let's be honest. I'm going to do your voice too. No, the format will more or less stay the same, no matter what direction we go. The format's going to stay the same, except that the shows will likely be a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
Not starting today, obviously, but not shorter, but tighter. Like, we're trying to keep it all tight and smoke it along. Ballpark time, 45 minutes. We tend to creep up over about around an hour right now if it's just the two of us. We'll tighten that up to 40, 45 minutes as best we can. Meanwhile, here's the thing. We would like to hear from you. What do you want to know about?
So, like, topical suggestions? Is that what you're after?
Yeah, but even broader if you want to. I mean, yeah, topical stuff, but hey, listen, like, hey, you never covered this, or sure, you got us up to this point, but I want to know more about, you know, I can't think of anything. That's how much steam we're out of. I can't even think of a topic we haven't discussed.
Yeah.
Steam. I want to hear about steam photography. No, maybe, yeah. I want to learn about using a smoke machine. Like, that's something I actually want to learn. I want to buy a smoke machine. Which smoke machine do I buy and why? You know, like those sorts of things. So, you know, I feel like if you want to go out and be a good family photographer and take really great pictures of your kids or you know, anybody else in your family, your friends, if you listen to all our episodes up to this point, you're going to need psychiatric help for one.
Yeah.
But two, you're there. If you follow what Adam has done, you're going to take great photos of your kids. There's nothing we can do to go beyond that. That's on you. That's, we've led you to the water, you drink it.
Agreed.
However, sorry, we talked over each other again. However,
no, it's okay.
There is definitely more out there. There's more topics that possibly we haven't even thought of, like that maybe haven't piqued my interest, but maybe they've piqued yours. Now, in that respect, I'm not going to be an expert on that. I do have a lot more to offer that we will work in, but when it comes to not being an expert, we will try and get guests to explain those, people who do know more about it than we do, to explain them. And in fact, in general, we are looking to include more guests on the show, as it is, no matter what. I've already recorded a few interviews with Amber. I mean, she's a recurring guest, but a few more episodes that will scatter out for the next few weeks, or a couple months, actually, a few months. But we want to get a lot more other people on the show to sort of participate in topics. And with that, tell us what you want to know. And that's okay. Where we're at.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Do I have to come back next week?
We'll see how it goes. Let you know Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday's big day. Big day.
Right. So if no listeners send us any suggestions of what they want us to do, does that mean we should stop recording because nobody cares?
I would probably say that.
if your dad sends three suggestions, do we continue to record for your dad?
Yeah, his suggestions will be call your mother. That'll be all three of them.
I feel like from my own standpoint is that we definitely have covered, like you say, if you want to be a portrait, learn how to be a portrait photographer and take good pictures of your family, friends, whoever, that's covered. I still have no confidence when it comes to anything in the world of landscape photography. So we've definitely, there's been a focus on people photography, both. I think it's because we have young kids and that's where our interest lies. And so we've certainly allocated a disproportionate amount to that sort of realm of photography. But as a result, I think we have negated a lot of the nuances of, you know, landscape photography. And I think that's something that I personally would like to know more about. I don't have the first clue as to how to take a good landscape photo, especially when, you know, like we get the basics of, you know, the ISO and aperture and whatnot in terms of the actual exposure part, not the problem, but in terms of the what goes into it, what are the little compositional elements that you're looking for. So I would be happy to get more guests on that could kind of speak to that as their expertise, because I have no confidence. If someone commissioned me to take a specific landscape type of photo, I would feel like they were doing themselves a disservice by hiring me.
The only problem with that is that landscape photographers are total losers.
Okay, yeah, I get you.
No, come on. No, you're absolutely right. You know, didn't we have Don on for part of one episode to talk about that?
Not enough, exactly.
Yes.
And maybe we get Don to kind of give us another kind of sort of basic episode at some point about, you know, because I think what we did was we took a photo that was a landscape photo and Don tore us each a new one, you know, basically saying everything we did was wrong.
Right.
But we haven't really gone through what to do, how to build the photo, right?
Well, that's a good point. Now, and that's something that's an example of something that I would actually like to be better at myself. Another example, like an interview I've already conducted with Amber, is I wanted to know more about boudoir photography. I have zero interest in boudoir photography. It's okay. Not going to happen. I'm not looking to get into it. I'm not looking to try it. It's just on a sociological level, I was like, yeah, I'm interested to know, you know, how that goes. What's that like? And so in that respect, there's a lot of those sort of things that I think are sort of tangential to our photography show that we could learn about. For instance,
maternity is another one.
Maternity. I've done maternity photos. I'm not.
But I mean, like the real maternity
photos. Oh, on the day?
No, not on the day. I mean, like the, you know, very little clothing, like the what the maternity photographers do. I've taken some maternity photos for people, all pretty much just portrait photography with you know, someone who's pregnant. But I haven't done the real hardcore, like, you know, mostly nude.
Not the best choice of words.
Yeah, maybe not. But like I call it the real maternity photography, which is just something that, again, if someone asked, I'd probably pass off to someone else. It's just not something I'm interested in doing. But I also am a little bit curious as to what they do and, you know, how a session might go and, you know, what are the photos that are expected and whatnot.
I've done matte light. I've not done the full on like you're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not just portraits. I mean, they definitely were maternity portraits. And I also, I mean, I have the fortune to, my wife was pregnant both times while I was a photographer. You learned after.
Yeah.
So you didn't get that. I mean, because that makes it a little bit easier and a little bit more difficult, actually.
Well, I probably could have done a little bit for Jack, except for my wife was not interested. She was not someone who really wanted to capture her and her full pregnantness. Is that a word? Pregnantness?
Pregnosity. Yeah. No, I don't. Sorry, dictionary. No, but the funny thing is, I bet you if she had those pictures now, she'd be glad.
Maybe.
When you look back, it's one of those things, like, you know, like, I mean, okay, we'll get into this when we interview an actual pregnancy photographer. But there's somebody else, like, there's, like for instance, one of the goals early on in the show is, I mean, we wanted to, there's a few people we wanted to interview, and, like, for instance, Neil Vandy Kirk, we had him on the show a couple years ago, and that was great because I'd read so much of what he had written. And it was just a really great guy to have on the show, and it was, for me, it was a, you know, kind of a nice little thrill is a bit much, but I was pretty excited to have him on the show. I definitely want to do an interview with David Hobby, Mr. Strobist,
right?
And I haven't had the guts to put the word out because I kind of put him on a pedestal of many different aspects of not just photography, but of the nature of, like, what he did with Strobist. And I'm really curious to know why he did that, how he started, like, what was the impetus. I know some of the factors that led to it, about how he got to where he was, but what was the deep down, what was the reasoning behind it? So that kind of stuff. And so I'm going to reach out to him and see if he'll come on the show when you're not there, because I don't want you to.
Yeah, it'd be better if I'm not there.
You can keep asking about pregnancy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if the stick is blue, okay, look, we've been over this. Come on. And there's another guy, actually, I've already reached out to him too. This is a spoiler alert. He hasn't gotten back to me in a while, and it's been a while and he's not gotten back to me, but I'll, whatever channels we can. There's the guy who, remember the photo book about malls in the 80s?
No.
Okay, well, I'll send you a link. Guy put together a book. He went across the country and shot malls in, like, the late 80s, and just these sort of, like, you call it street photography, but it was inside shopping malls.
I remember on one episode you had some photos, right? You showed some photos from the book.
Yes.
Yeah, now I remember.
And they're fantastic. And they're terrible. Like, the photos themselves aren't terrible, but the contents are, and they're brilliant. Like, I want to talk to him, and that's the kind of stuff that we're going to look to do. So, point being, you, the listener, keeping in mind that this is your show, if there's anywhere you want to go, what do you want to know about? What do you even want to? Even if you don't want to do it yourself, like Adam and I just talked about, just something that you want to know about, let us know. We might do it. We might not. We'll find out. But get in touch. You know where to do it. On our website, Two Hosers, you can find out email, or I would lay off on the comments right now on the blog. A lot of spam right now. And so you're probably going to get lost in the spam filter, unfortunately. And that's not our fault. That's just life. That's probably whoever's, you know, Joe Spam. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
So go, you know, reach out to us on Twitter, reach out to us on our Facebook, or send us an email, questions@twohosers.com. Ah, so that's where we're at. Adam, a challenge for next week. We're going to keep doing the challenge photos where he says, back to the review, where he says, you know, they review each other's pictures. Well, no, they're photos. And it's pointless because the listener can't see them. Well, if we don't do a good enough word picture, then you can always click on our website and see what we're talking about, or on Facebook, or that's where we share them. So you can check those out at Two Hosers and see what we're talking about.
Okay.
And it's not just that we... Go ahead.
No, I don't have a challenge photo.
Okay, but it's not that we just review each other's pictures. We take a specific challenge photo each week to sort of go over what we've learned recently, or maybe a technique that we can sort of reinforce. And so there is,
and also to challenge the listeners to do it too, because, you know, we've talked about it countless times. If you really want to learn and you really want to, you know, get better, do the challenge photos. It's probably the most important, you know, simple learning tool that you have, is to, you know, do a weekly challenge. Like,
yes.
And it forces you to kind of, you know, keep coming up with a new idea. It also forces you to get your camera out of the bag, because when it sits in the bag for a month, that doesn't make you a better photographer. So I think the biggest thing that you can do is every single week, try to challenge yourself to to take a picture and have it be, you know, something different. And that's the whole purpose of the challenges. We're not doing the same thing every week. Eventually the same ideas pop up on 275 challenges or whatever it is. But, yeah, it's to always kind of like, just keep trying new things. So, don't complain about the challenge photos, because it's a key learning tool.
If I don't complain about the challenge photos and Adam doesn't complain, then you should not complain, because there's weeks that I don't want to do it.
Every week I don't want to do it.
That's not every week. Most weeks.
Well, okay. 1 out of 10 weeks I want to do it.
Yeah.
And then the other ones I don't. And no, but again, it, as much as I don't want to do it, it does definitely aid in the learning process. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Do the challenges.
It's not that I don't want to do it. It's just that I don't have time, and then think, oh no, I don't, like, I'll get to be an hour before we record and think, oh geez, I don't have a photo this week, and I have to go out and actually do it. You know?
Well, and we're posting it on the web for not just, you know, you and I to critique, but for everyone else to critique. So I kind of want it to be good, but I also want to do it in under 13 seconds.
But that's so part of it.
That's my dilemma.
Yeah, right. See, that sounds like you're, you know, ha ha ha, you're being lazy. That's not the case. It's not about that. Like, this is the nature of the photography we're trying to get people to do. Isn't that you have to do it quick so you can get it over with. It's more that, hey, you have two kids, you're busy, you got, you know, what are you going to do? Here's how you squeeze in great photos.
Right.
That's what it is. Like, we are accepting reality. The reality of the situation is you have this camera, this much time. We want you to be able to take this in that much time. That's what we want. We want you to succeed. This is what I tell the guys, again, back to baseball, the guys on my baseball team who, when we're doing some drill that they hate, or I'm working them too hard, or I'm just snapping at them. It's not because I'm angry. It's because I want them to succeed. We're on the same team here.
Right.
And I feel the same about the listeners. I want you to master these techniques. That's it. So do the photo challenge. Next week's photo challenge, I have you can choose from one of three. And we've done them before.
Okay.
Here's the three to choose from. Selfie flexing.
No.
No, just kidding. I didn't. That just jumped into my head. Magic hour, lens flare, or colors. It's just that time of year when any one of those three works for me.
Magic hour, lens flare, or colors. Oh, geez. This is tough, because I'm at the tail end of my weekend here, and I'm going to have this done in a weeknight. Magic hour, lens flare, or colors. Let's go with lens flare. I like lens flare.
Done. Lens flare it is. Websites. Adam, where can people find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find my stuff at AlanAtridge.com, the two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can find links and all the contact information and everything that we just talked about and our little pictures that we review. So, with that, Adam, till next week, get out there and make better photos.